A program at the University of South Dakota is part of an increasingly popular effort to prevent mental trauma suffered by many after violent events such as those on September 11, 2001. The school's Disaster Mental Health Institute is offering degrees in disaster psychology. From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, Brian Bull reports.
On the USD campus in Vermilion, South Dakota, Jerry Jacobs is standing before two wall maps, one of the world, the other the United States, gesturing at the brightly colored stick pins and flags sprouting from their surface.
The blue flags are hurricanes, the white flags are floods, yellow flags are storms, the red flags are mass casualty, and the orange flags are fires.
Jacobs is director of the Disaster Mental Health Institute. He recounts what sounds like a disaster movie marathon. Ground Zero, Flight 800, an F-6 tornado in Oklahoma, an earthquake in Gujarat, India, and the crash of Flight 232 in Sioux City, Iowa, which led to the creation of a national disaster response plan between the Red Cross and the American Psychological Association. Now nearing its 10th year, the Disaster Mental Health Institute accepts students who apply through the school's clinical psychology program. While schools like the University of Miami and UCLA have or are developing similar programs, the DMHI is the only one offering a PhD specializing in disaster psychology, in addition to an undergraduate minor in disaster response. In one classroom, Professor John Elhai is talking to students about psychological first aid.
Sometimes you'll find when using it with trauma victims is they'll be a little bit resistant to closing their eyes while you're doing this exercise with them, and that's okay.
Students also visit disaster sites like the World Trade Center. Professors emphasize that while students work with victims, they're not practicing therapy in the field. Instead, they help people process their confusion, fear, and anger until they can find long-term counseling. Student Didi Bjorn is from Botswana, which suffers from floods, droughts, and now an HIV epidemic. Her eyes smile behind her wiry glasses, and she plays with one of her short raspberry dreadlocks as she considers becoming a regional Red Cross delegate.
For instance, I know 7 languages from Southern Africa, so I feel like I would be a better candidate to be deployed to those areas and to deal with the locals in their own culture, in their own language and stuff like that.
And Jimmy Butcher, a student who's in the Army Reserves, says he wants to be a clinical psychologist for soldiers who serve in any capacity.
There are soldiers who may not be actively involved in combat, say a medical team, and you see the pain and suffering that you don't really see very often in America, and it sometimes can be quite emotional.
Both students say they've been with the program before 9/11, but the terrorist attacks have solidified their reasons for being here. Jerry Jacobs says many graduates will take on administrative roles with colleges and relief agencies, shaping disaster mental health practices for future catastrophes, including terrorist attacks. Susan Hamilton of the American Red Cross applauds the DMHI's efforts.
We will need people who respond to those catastrophic events, and we need leaders, and I think Dr. Jacobs' group can create leaders.
And for those who can't make a 5 to 6 year commitment for an advanced degree, the Disaster Mental Health Institute is offering an intensified summer course, teaching qualified students how to teach others to cope psychologically during emergencies. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Vermilion, South Dakota.